Chapter 4. Survival. I looked up and thanked God for my rescue. I thought about what had just happened and realized that my mates had surely drowned. I reflected on how lucky I was to be delivered from such a storm. It was truly amazing that I was not dead. Now I looked around to assess my situation. My joy at having been saved soon wore off. I was wet and had no clothes to change into. I had nothing to eat or drink to comfort me. I had no weapons to hunt for food or defend myself. I would surely starve if a wild animal did not eat me first. I had nothing but the clothes on my back, a knife, and a pipe. I spent the night in a tree. When I woke up, the weather was clear and the storm was over. The most surprising thing was that the ship had been moved closer to shore. It had not been destroyed. It seemed close enough for me to reach it. If I could do that, there would be many things on it that I could use. I became hopeful for my chances of survival, but I was also dismayed. It occurred to me that if we had stayed on the ship, we all would have been safe, and I would not have lost my mates to the sea. There was no use sitting still and wishing for what could have been. I had to deal with the present situation. And so, when the tide rolled out, I managed to swim to the boat. I was delighted to find a dog and two cats. They would be my companions. Then, as I looked around, I found many provisions undisturbed. But I could not swim with them back to the shore. I had to build a raft in order to get the things I needed back to shore. And so I did. There was plenty of wood to work with, as well as a saw to cut it. It was hard work, but I was driven by the promise of having the things I needed on land. I found three chests to carry things in. I filled one with bread, rice, cheese, dried meat, and a little bit of grain. There had been some barley and wheat kept together, but I was disappointed to find that the rats had eaten most of this. As I was getting things together, the tide had come in. I saw my clothes, left on the shore, now floating away. I looked through the ship and found enough clothes to suit me for the time being. I next found a carpenter's chest, which was more useful to me now than a chest full of gold would have been. I also found some guns and gunpowder. All I found would suit me well enough for the time being. So I started thinking about how I would get my raft to shore. I had no sail and no oar. The slightest bit of wind would have turned me over. I had three things going for me. The first was a smooth, calm sea. The second was a rising tide. The third was that the little wind there was at the moment was blowing toward land. Finally, having found two or three broken oars I could use, I began my course to shore. It went well for about a mile, but then I found that the sea was taking me away from the place where I had landed before. This meant that there must be some current produced by a river further up the coast. I believed I might make use of such a river as a port to get to land with my load. As I imagined, so it was. There appeared before me a little opening of the land, and I found a strong current of the tide going into it. I guided my raft as well as I could to keep it in the middle of the stream. I arrived back on the coast with my load unharmed. My next task was to find a good place to set up camp. I did not know where I was. Was this an island or was this part of a continent? Did people live here? Were there wild animals? I set out to explore the area with a gun in my hand. When I reached the top of the highest hill, I found that I was indeed on an island. I saw some rocks and other islands quite far in the distance. I came to the conclusion that my island was quite empty of people.